good anymore. They got synthetic rubber in them. They won't stretch. You just pull your arm off.
Now, me and them brothers of mine used to them there. We take them knee shooters and these quails when the dog was a curt old rabbit and they better not get up in the tree. We went over this side of Fort Sill to that shooting range one time and picked up a gallon of syrup bucket. Gallon syrup bucket, plumb full of them there. Lead balls that they'd shot out of them old shells about that big around, you know. Fill it full of them and pour it full of rosin.
Oh boy.
And they'd fire them across there and where they hit, they'd bust them. Them shots are scared of them. I'll tell you, when you picked up a gallon bucket full of them things,
you had
armloads right. But you could show a 22 target, that'd be pretty good, be in better shooting than they made.
How big were those shrapnel balls? About like that?
They're about like the most of these little old marbles you see now. They're bigger than buckshot and things. About like these little marbles.
I bet they were dandy.
Well, they was. They sure was. You could reach a squirrel in most of these cottonwoods out in trouble. If you got some of them, you didn't, we could quit buying them little nickel rubbers. We got them 10 cents. You was talking about them forky sticks. We never used them much. We'd take us a end out of a box that's pretty tough and about thick as my finger. And we'd whittle her down just like we wanted. We got about as much like going to fishing. We got about as much fun of getting ready as we did having to get ready.
Boy, isn't that the truth. I bet I'd work for 2 weeks to go fishing. Tie up a bunch of fly rod bugs, get my lines all dressed. Clean my rod, go out, fish for 2 or 3 hours. Never took
it. Already fishing is like an old boy. I recognize the back of this boy's work when I was a young fella. I said I went to many a party and sat there with my hands on and just put my feet back under the back chair bench where I could get them.
Yeah, but you
not saying I'm to nobody.
You outgrew it and you could leave the girl at the gate.
So I said, I just couldn't hardly think of nothing to say or couldn't get out of the way, but it didn't bother me. But it's like I'm afraid it's going to run over me or something. And I said, I finally decided that wouldn't work.
Did you have one of those one wheel things with two handles out by the barn?
Wheel bar?
Yeah.
I don't think I ever owned one of them.
Well, I wish I had one now. I gotta mix a batch of cement. Bucket sure isn't big enough.
No, it's a little small.
How'd you sharpen your axes?
Oh, we had what we call a grind rock. Way back yonder, finally got to where they used the emery. And then a lot of them we used a file. But when I was a kid coming up, and I'll bet you he recollects that fur back and he ain't in the air to go lie. When they thought if you put them on an emery or a file, you was taking the temper out of it. Get in there, I'd turn one of them old grind rocks and see me like take Dad 2 or 3 hours chugging that thing. Dad, come on, just give out twice. Turn a while this way, and then I'd get over.
Them old grind rocks had a little old can up over the hole in it, put water on it.
Just dropped down, kind of where it just dropped, kept it moist all the time.
We got a hold of us one that had pedals in it, like a bicycle.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the thing. It's fun then.
It's fun to us kids. We take time out.
Do you have anything you could carry in your pocket to sharpen your scythes and your sickles?
We had what we called a little wick rock thing. But now we didn't have no use for no scythes and sickles.
Did it all with mowing machine, huh?
Mowing machine or binder.
I remember, Tom, when I was just